It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA released their March crop production supply and demand estimates. Of course, this report usually doesn't hold a lot of water, as USDA normally doesn't like to grab the attention ahead of their prospective plantings report and quarterly grain stocks report at the end of the month. But this report did have a few interesting numbers that were released. When we return, we'll talk about the numbers for wheat.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, USDA released their March crop production supply and demand estimates on Tuesday morning, and it was a little bit negative to the wheat market. That was kind of a surprise because most were not expecting much change as far as the wheat market was concerned, but that's the one that had the most attention for USDA. Looking at the numbers, USDA came in and increased imports by 10 million bushels. That was an increase of 5 million bushels of hard red spring wheat and another 5 million bushel increase of durum. So we're seeing more wheat come into our borders. Overall, that wasn't the terrible news. We also then came in and lowered our exports by 15 million bushels. The net result was a 25 million bushel increase in stocks, putting stocks at 819 million bushels, up 21 million bushels above expectations, and that was negative to the wheat market. It did also push the national average wheat price down 5 cents to $5.50. On the world side, that was also a little bit negative. World stocks came in at 260.1 million metric ton. That was up 2.3 million from expectations, 2.5 from the previous month. Production increases showed up in Argentina. That was increased by 1.2 million metric ton. Australia was increased by 2.1 million metric ton. Russia's went up by 100,000 metric ton, and Ukraine's was increased by 500,000 metric ton. Overall, we did see a decrease in world demand, as well as China imports were cut by 1.5 million metric ton. Overall, this report was just a little bit negative to the wheat market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.